Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello, I'm Greg, and joining me is John and Pat. We are, as always, encouraged to be able to bring a light conversation to the things that are taking place. And it is amazing. It is amazing how many things have to come in place for us to be here.
Amen.
And how many things sometimes don't come into place as they should come into place as we're being here. But we know as we speak, as
that
this moment,
happen,
at this
it?
Very, very moment, even though when you push the new upgrade, it's going dark. Well, as we're waiting for this thing to migrate into reality here, today is my German Shepherd's, I don't know, did you have the video? Do you have the video of Max? Do you have the video of Max?
No.
Oh, you ought to check your inbox. There is a...
Which inbox is it?
Yeah, right.
I have several.
The one that says Pat on it. Today is my dog's seventh year.
Wow.
Today is his birthday.
October, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Holly's is in October.
Is it? We're not talking about your pug or your
the smart one.
The smart one. Oh, hey, we've come into agreement.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, right.
Okay. Hey, you can argue about
pugs are out now. Pugs are out.
Pugs are
getting
out.
Back to Max.
Okay, Max. Okay.
Max is a rescue, and if Pat would have checked his inbox, you would be looking.
You know
at
what?
Max
I'm looking
right
at
now.
It, and it's not here.
It's not? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then check your other email inbox. And it was actually a short video that was emailed to you. I didn't hope you could actually have it up to date. But anyway, he's an important story. First of all, he's a shepherd. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from my years mm-hmm. in law enforcement, and yeah, and we get to the content today. Yes. But you got to hear this. That he is a shepherd, and the reason why they call them shepherds, it's amazing how they actually have that instinct of protection and making sure you're all right. And so I was in Rome, Georgia, not Rome, Rome, because I've been in Rome before, as obviously where the Ferris wheel is, if you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And spending some time with the Chick-fil-A founders of he had a dairy farm that they redid for married couples to come in. So it's like this 100-year-old dairy farm you're staying.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And Caffey, right?
Yes.
Caffey.
Truett.
Truett Caffey. He wrote a book, It's Easier to Raise Boys Than to Mend
right.
Men. And he got that from another source. I found
did
out.
He?
Yeah, sure did. And but in the context of that, and he may have credited it, but mm-hmm. I was doing all my studies 24/7, but the as I was there, you know, with all the things happening in ministry, and Don and I were there spending some time together, that God gave me a dream. And Donna wasn't into dogs. She just wasn't into dogs at that point.
No, not at all.
And they believed
that... Is she into dogs now?
Yeah, right.
As long as it's outside.
You're right. She just wasn't into dogs.
Yeah, right.
And so, God intervened. We were there and spending some time. It's just a beautiful place in Rome, Georgia, if you haven't been there yet.
It is nice. I've been there.
And as I was there, all these things flashed through my head, that in this dream, because, you know, my spiritual father, Brother Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord now, and of course, I've been blessed to have two spiritual fathers in my life, as I had a long relationship with Brother John Kilpatrick, but Brother Ken had a dog. He always had a dog. And there's something about, you know, having this dog. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, totally amazing. And even if it's a little micro dot. Anyway,
these are the real micro dot, yeah.
Talking about the micro dot. It's updating. Look, it's happening in front of our very eyes.
How about that?
And so, I'm there, God gives me this dream. It's an amazing dream. It's an amazing dream because I remember walking up to the top of this mountain, and it's called Dream Mountain, right? Is it called Dream Mountain? Where mm-hmm. the founder of the college there, she had a house that she would look mm-hmm. out over, or Vision Mountain maybe.
Lookout Mountain maybe?
No. That is in
anyway,
Georgia.
I walked up to it. Yeah, I
know. You got to read the sign. And I'm like, anyway, so
I forgot.
So
you were standing on the holy ground. You didn't even know it.
I missed it.
We're both crying out to God, dear God.
I don't read much.
Ministry is hard, and so we get to the very top. He would have had to cut and paste it, whatever it was, anyway.
Exactly.
And so I get to the top, and I'm sitting there on the top of this mountain, looking out over the college there. And you got to forgive me; I can't think of the name of the college as we're speaking. And she would sit there and she would just dream. And the college started because she saw farm workers' children that were not getting educated. So I think it was in a chicken house. She just had this burden to go educate them.
Wow.
And so she would just gather the kids together and begin to teach them. And
Berry College.
Yeah, Berry College. Mm. And, of course, it's grown into a very large college. And Truett Caffey's on the board. It was on the board there. And that's how that all kind of came to pass.
Wow.
And they, I think they gave that to him or vice versa, that particular part. Anyway, so I'm sitting up here and I'm thinking, you know, you go through those times when God's rebooting you. That's a more appropriate term for today's generation where, you know, he's taking you down, he's upgrading you, and he's bringing in new components into your life. He's removing the old DOS languages and the different things, and he's bringing you into the next season. And that's normally not a pretty season. And some people lose it during that transition. But what you need to do is you need to cry out to God, you know, and just say, dear God, you know, rescue me. And I remember I was walking up that mountain and I'm going through this whole transition. And as you can see today, what God was showing me, and it's like, you just got to get hope when God shows you the reality, like, dear God. Mm. And so I'm going up this dream mountain, and every step I took as I'm coming up, I just said, dear God, rescue me.
Mm.
And I take another step and a couple more steps. And it's a lot of steps to get to the top of this thing. It was a paved road. And I said, dear God, rescue me. Because that's it at that point. I mean, when everybody's trying to kill you, you know, and all you're doing is what God's told you to do. Mm. And then all you can do is cry out to him who can save you. Although you're a son, you learned obedience from what you suffered.
Mm-hmm.
With loud cries and petitions, you cry out to the one who can save you, who has the keys of life. And so I'm just, you know, that's what I was saying. I was saying, you rescue me. And I take another step. Dear God, you know, rescue me. That was it. There was nothing else. And it was pretty sincere, you know, and I'm not locking in the emotion there, but it was a major emotion. And so I get to the top of this, and the house is like an older stone castle looking, but small house. And I guess made from Georgia rock. And I'm sitting on a bench overlooking the campus where she would sit, and she would just dream. She would dream about different aspects of the college and get vision and all that. And I'm like, you know, God, I need you to restore my vision. I need you to impart to me. Remind me what you told me in the context of it.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, on top of this mountain. You know, is it not in the middle of nowhere, the top of this mountain?
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
Two dogs walk up. And they walk right up to where I was at the top of this mountain. They had to go on a long journey to get there because that's the only thing on that mountain.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they came up, and one of them had this stick/pine cone long-looking thing in his mouth. And he threw it at me. He looked at it like a father would throw a ball to a son or something. He threw the stick at me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay. And I took the stick and I threw it. And then he goes and gets it. He comes back and he threw it at me again. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden, the two dogs walked off. And then that night, during that time there, God gives me a dream. And in the dream, he speaks to me and he shows me a cow. I'm in a farm. Well, it's a dairy farm.
Yeah.
And so I have this dream. I have this cow. And but it's like a dog cow. You know, it is a big, huge cow. But he's playing around. It's a big cow. But he's acting just like a dog would act. You know, not like Pat's dog, but, you know, our dog.
A dog, yeah. A dog.
And he's just playing around and fetching and this kind of stuff, which is awkward. If you don't know cows, by the way, hamburgers don't act like that. And so, but it was pretty cool.
Is that what hamburgers
Yeah. And so, you know, then I tell Donna, I said, listen, God's telling me to get a dog. And so when I came back, I had no idea this even existed, but there was a rescue. Remember I'm saying rescue me, rescue me. There was a rescue, and they rescue breeds. And this particular rescue that I didn't know existed, that I believe Chuck, my son-in-law, told me about, that they rescue shepherds. You know, owners that couldn't handle them, or it was overwhelming, or just whatever reason, they just go to the shepherd, full-blooded shepherd, and rescue them. So I go there to this place where they have these shepherds. I'm thinking, well, that's just wow. And they're like in these fenced-in compound areas, whatever. And this man is almost a shepherd. I mean, this guy, he loves dogs. And so I see Max. You know, Max is like 7 months old. The owner had been given him as a gift going through chemo. It was like, chemo, you don't need to take care of a dog when you're going through chemo. And so he was rescued and brought here to this particular man. And so he's got big old feet, big old ears, but small body. And because he's new, brand new pup. And so I go sit there in the cage with him. And I just sit there, and he looks at me, and I look at him. And
I remember that picture.
Yeah, and he snuggles up against me, and he just sits there, and just like, man, we were meant. We're both rescues. Both of us are rescues. There's not a doubt. Because if God would not have rescued me and rescued me and rescued me when I cried out to him in the many times of my life, I would not be here. I'm a rescue. And he's a rescue. And so, you know, we just built our relationship, you know, him with me and me with him. And finally, of course, the guy that does the rescues, you say, you know, he's obviously, you know, you guys are hooked. I mean,
yeah.
And we've been together ever since. And today, Max, I don't know if you have, did you find it? Oh, that is such a shame. But you'll be able to see it on the VFN Torch. We'll make it available to you today. So I came out and I sang happy birthday to my German Shepherd, my rescue dog. And he's a shepherd. And by the way, he's as big as a cow. Because I originally had him in the house.
Big.
I had him in the house, and I thought it was pretty great. You know, he'd jump up in my lap, and I'd pet him. And then one day, he just kind of made a deposit, and he didn't have a bank account. And as for some reason, Donna was faithfully transactioning his deposit. And when a cow makes a deposit, it's a big deposit.
It's a big deposit.
It's a big deposit, and bless her heart, it was time. It was time. And what it is now he stands guard over our home. Sure. And he patrols. I mean, it's instinctively in him. When I came out even this morning to sing happy birthday to him, and no, I'm not into the dog worship thing and all that. I'm just telling you, he's a rescue. And that's what, and God gave him as a gift to me. And so when I came out and I was singing happy birthday to him, he looks back at me and then he goes immediately and does the perimeter of the entire property and looks back over his shoulder, looks back over his shoulder, looks back over his shoulder going, you know, I'm here. You know, and I thought, oh my goodness. And it reminds me as a shepherd of God's people that we always have to have that heart, you know, of checking the perimeter, making sure they're safe. And that's why we're here with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, is to tell you what the shepherd is saying. You know, to share with you the light of the gospel, the word of God. And that's what we're doing. So I just want to give a big shout out to all the people who are rescues. And that if you feel like right now that you need to be rescued, that you're at the end of your rope, and that your candle's not only burning on both ends, you have no ends left. And that is a great opportunity for you to look up and realize that God's about to reboot you. He's going to restore you. It's the whole story of where the eagle pulls out all of its feathers and beats off its beak and takes off its talons because he's fixing to grow new ones and give you bigger spans. And it's time, but you have to go through those transitions of brokenness and humility and knowing that this is God that's about to take me into this next season. And it's an awesome thing. But you got to say, you got to acknowledge that you need rescuing. And think about it. That's exactly what Jesus did. He talks about it in Hebrews. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. With loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could rescue him. I mean, read Psalms. What is David saying? Rescue me. Rescue me. What does God do? He says, there's always a Selah. And my God rescued me. Bless my enemy's heart. Right? And so these are exciting day to remind me that, you know, he's 7 years old, but he was 7 months when I had gotten him, and approximately 7 months. And I'll give a big shout out there. Realize God can rescue you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Are American veterans having their rights restricted? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is about the rights of veterans that are in nursing homes. I was asked by the veterans there to come and pray with them and do a Bible study.
Did they stop your Bible study now?
Yes, they stopped me, and even the head chaplain called and said, we can't do this because what if there is one Arabic person? I said, this is not...
Well, let me tell you right now, that the chaplain's just absolutely incorrect. Bible studies can take place on military installations. They can take place in military hospitals. And it's not off limits. And we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help.
Help the American Center for Law and Justice battle key issues that face your faith and family. Learn more about what you can do by visiting us online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hello, I'm Greg, and joining me, of course, is Pat and John. If you missed, I got a chance to talk about my dog,
yes,
Max. This is his seventh year birthday, so I just want to give a big shout-out. Also, I want to say how proud I am of my son-in-law, Blake, who has been hired on by a Mercedes.
Oh,
I
got man. The job.
Yeah.
Got it. All
and
right,
so
Blake.
He is blessed. He's a hard worker, and he's worked so hard. So proud of him. That he'll be working for the Mercedes dealer, which is a mechanic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Loves motors and cars. And
yes, he does.
And he will be, in a couple of weeks, he'll be working there at Mercedes and all that. I'm just so proud of him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's just cool to watch God, you know, bless your children and their families and all those wonderful things. Well, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about today, and of course, I wanted to tell you right up front, realize that this is a two-hour program. If you're watching us on Christian Television Network, we don't leave you hanging.
Mm-mm.
Listen, you can go right to VFNTV.com, listen, or potentially watch, or you can download the app from there. You can get the podcast. There's so many different ways that you know, we're just trying to, you know, we don't want to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
So realize that you can get, and not only that, just sign up for the Torch letter if you want to get it at the end of the week.
That's
if you
right.
you heard you know several parts of a broadcast during the week, but you want to hear the whole the rest of it, you can hear it at you can get it in your email once a week. It's called the Torch newsletter. You go to vfntv.com, upper right hand corner, and register there. We're going to be talking about the Duck Dynasty, the pastor in the family. The pastor in the family, his name is Alan Robinson. He is the beardless one, they say. Mm-hmm. He's joining the family, the biggest viewed program they've ever had.
Wow.
I think he had some like 10 million viewers and stuff. So we'll be talking about that today. And he was the oldest son. Mm-hmm. You know, and the oldest child, Norm, can tell more stories mm-hmm. about, you know, the journey of, because there, you know, there's a story behind it. If you haven't heard, we talked about it on VF and Torch, and we've let them talk about it. When they were, anyway, so that you know, we didn't always know Jesus, right?
Right. That's right.
I like to interview how you doing?
BC.
And of course, now he says, you know, that he's realizing his church is bigger than that building.
Wow.
And now he's writing devotionals using each one of them, even that slow talking dude. But we'll talk about that. No. He's the fast talker.
Oh, I don't know who the slow talker is.
He's the one that says, "You don't get in a hurry, I can do this."
Mountain man.
Yeah, he said, "Yo, mountain man, I need you to hurry up." Okay, I'm going to hurry up. Just give me a minute.
I thought, surely he's making this up. Yeah, this cannot be for real. Yeah. That's really how he talks. Yeah.
He said he's going to go to the store. He's going to go to the store. My oldest daughter, Megan, went by their place over there. Anyway, he's fixing, this mountain man's fixing his air conditioner.
Yeah.
And of course, it's hot. He's fixing the air conditioner. So the oldest son, the CEO son, is going to go somewhere. And he's like, "Can you give me an ice cream?" I'm like, "Oh my." It took him 4 hours just to finish the sentence,
you know?
Yeah.
And of course, now that we listen to ourselves on radio and television, we're like,
is that what that sounds like?
Do you know how much we could get so much more if we could talk as fast as that guy that talks out of Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to talk like this pace.
Yeah.
It's important to talk that way. We're also going to talk about, hopefully get a chance there in today's program, to talk about the battle taking place over the Temple Mount. There's threats taking place by Hamas. They're finding tunnels up underneath it. We're getting closer to the four blood moons. And we got to pay attention. That is, you know, where the two temples were at. That's where now the Dome of the Rock is at. Mm. And it's claimed by Islam. Now we have a little understanding of Islam that mm-hmm. they're walking around a hole in Mecca waiting for, you know, this quote, the Quran says, a beast to come out to put a mark on them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh. It's amazing how Lucifer wants to just claim all this stuff. It's like, you can really claim it, you know, it's mine. And it's like God's going, shoot, man, you know, I can't believe that. He got that.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And of course, it's amazing. It's happening right there in the time of the four blood moons, because probably when, you know, Rush is going to come down from the north, you know, the Prince of Gog and Magog with the Arab League to come down through Syria to do what, as God shows himself mighty, and 7 years to destroy the weapons, 7 years to bury the bodies. We will see. Today it's been, you know, send money to help plant trees, but probably it's going to be send money to buy shovels. It's going to take 7 months to bury the bodies.
Mm. 7 months or 7 years?
7 years to destroy the weapons. So, I mean, you know, after 7 years, you don't have to pretty much bury the body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be,
it's gone by then.
Just stack the bones up, you know what I'm saying, at that point. But in the context of that, obviously, I'm just trying to be prophetic and light at a moment. But also, we're seeing the same thing in America. So we need to pay attention to what's going on. Hopefully, we're also going to get to the very last tactic of the Alinsky tactics. And that's so important. It's the 13th one, because it is like the accumulation of all these different ones, and it's taking place as we're speaking. We're being organized. That's the conclusion. We're at the last 13th tactic, right?
Yeah, but I want to encourage you to listen to them all in its context. It's 13 of them,
right?
And you'll see that these tactics have been used quite frequently.
Yes,
maybe even against you in your own life in different settings. Yeah. So
it's just basic Lucifer 101.
Lucifer 101.
But Lucifer 101 is presently working in the context of what's happening. And so this 13th tactic, and yesterday, just to let you know, too, it was just real difficult for me to get the words out, and I'm still thinking about the word, is to push a bipolar narrative And I kept on going back and forth from a polarized narrative, which is kind of, that's true earlier on, one of the earlier tactics. But what I was talking about yesterday was pushing a bipolar, it's very important, a bipolar narrative, because that's what's going on. It's totally the opposite of the North Pole. It's the South Pole.
Right.
Type thing. And so, and that's kind of the techniques in the 12th technique. We'll talk about the 13th today. And also, I want to tell you that there's an offering available today. There's going to be an offering made available, because the big question is, if all this is going on, what do I do? Where do I fit into all this? And is America really buying into all this? There's going to be a prophetic teaching available to you today at vfntv.com. Go there and look for, on the front page, the word offer. Click on that, and it'll take you to Is America Under God's Judgment? And all you do is make an offering, whatever's on your heart, and it's yours. You can download it and begin to listen immediately. Begin to listen, because it asks the question, you know, is America under God's judgment? And then it begins to take systematically, as if you were in a courthouse, using God's word. Okay, is this happening? If this is happening, this is what God does. This is happening. And you'll find out that this is not that judgment, that the final judgment, but you're going to find out that if it is under God's judgment, it's the point of it is to not write you off, not to write America off or write you off, is to write you in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. So it's very important to get a perspective, because you can just like, oh my goodness, it's over. And Lucifer would love for you to think it's over. Mm-hmm. But what God would love for you to do is turn to his son and cry out and just say, I'm over with myself. I'm over with my sin. This part of my life I leave behind, and I lay it down for you. I am a bondservant of Jesus Christ. Join us on the other side. Give a big shout out to all of our sponsors as well.
Yes, visit Yolanda's Cocina Cubana in Boonetown, New Jersey. Listen, great Cuban food. If you haven't had a Cuban sandwich, visit Josh out there at Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Also, the $50 eye guy here in Pensacola, Davis Highway. Every sort of eyeglass you can think of.
Fashion. Make sure also, by the way, that you take a chance to go to Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools. Also located in Pensacola, Florida, but actually ships all around the United States. That's Blue Angel Hot Tubs and Pools in Pensacola, Florida.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
You know, when you're thinking about your relationship with the Lord, I mean, life gets hectic, you know. John, I mean, you think about it. You know, you got your work, you got your family, you got, you know, friends, you got, you know, just everything's pulling at you. You know, your nation's pulling at you. You know, you're just, it doesn't matter where, it just seems like everything just kind of pulls at you. And there needs to be some sort of epicenter of peace, you know, someplace that is a place that you can abide, you know, just, I can get to my secret place. You know what I'm saying? And really, because, you know, being a believer, if you're listening right now and you're a believer, that wherever you are, you know, the kingdom of God is not a matter of relocation. It's a matter of revelation, and that you can realize that right where you are, you can, God wants to meet with you and meet with him. Yeah. You need to probably get, you know, most people really want to abide with God, but they just need a simple plan. You know, everything's coming so quick. There's so much information hitting you. You can't find rest anywhere. But let me tell you something. You're going to need to find this rest, and you're going to need to abide under the Lord's wings of a secret place, because, you know, it's just going to increase. It's not going to decrease all the stress that's coming, because it's actually a strategy of the adversary to mess you up. But let me tell you something. God had this day in mind. You just need a simple plan. And you can go, as a matter of fact, John, you can go to iabide.org. We have that simple plan waiting for you right now. iabide.org. You know, you have iPhones and iPods, but go to iabide.org and read a little bit about abiding. And if you want to request a simple plan, just request it there, and it'll come right immediately to you. A video and some information to be able to help you. You can start right away in your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You've been trying to conquer some things in your life and some personal struggles. Let me tell you, that's why Jesus died. He died to be able to empower you to do that. But you can't do it on your own. You're going to need to be empowered by God. And that happens, like he told us in John 15. It happens when you abide with him. So go to iabide.org and find out that the Lord will empower you to walk this walk that he asked of you at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John, and I am Greg. You know, we're going to get started right away. I don't know if you've ever seen the program Duck Dynasty, but we talk about it sometimes. It's amazing how people are just looking for authenticity. Authenticity in the context of that. Well, they actually had a chance. They have a brother, an older brother, that being older means you were first.
Mm-hmm.
And he begins to talk about he's a pastor, but he didn't always start out as a pastor. And he kind of tells the story, but you'll hear as he's being interviewed here on CBN News that it was the most viewed out of all their shows.
Wow.
And it's like we can really learn something from what's in the heart of folks. I mean, look what people are wanting. People mm-hmm. are wanting just, you know, relationship. People are wanting normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about free. Oh, my goodness. I mean, totally free. But listen up as being interviewed right here by Mr. Graham on CBN News. We'll be right back.
It is the hit show that had a record-breaking audience of 12 million viewers for its season 4 premiere. And that episode of Duck Dynasty was also the TV debut of the Beardless Brother. Take a look.
During season 4 of the popular hit TV show Duck Dynasty, viewers were introduced to another member of the beloved Robertson family, the oldest son, Alan.
Hey, Al.
What's up, bearded brethren?
Hey.
For whatever reason, our oldest brother, Alan, got away with never growing a beard.
I figured y'all needed a beard wrangler here to whip these boys into shape.
It may be odd to call a pastor the black sheep of the family, but that's what he is.
Alan's been preaching behind a pulpit for years. But now he believes that his church goes beyond brick and mortar.
And now here we are, almost 50.
Us now is Alan Robertson. Thank you so much for being here.
Good to be here.
Now, your debut on Duck Dynasty was record-breaking. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's the beardless bump. I mean, I think that they had been languishing down there around 10 million and finally decided that they needed to go full board, so they brought me on.
Good. You
know? Yeah.
Now, as the youngest child, you had the toughest childhood. Tell us about the time that your dad actually threw your mom and brothers out of the house.
Yeah, well, it was all of us, and dad had just decided that we were, you know, basically cramping his lifestyle. And he was not living for the Lord, obviously. He was living for himself. And so he asked us all to leave, and we did. We moved down. We were living about an hour north of where we are now, so we moved down to West Monroe. And like a lot of broken families, we had very little and a difficult time. And so it was very hard on us and hard on the family.
Your dad becomes a Christian, the tables kind of turn, your parents actually kick you out of the house. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, how does that work, right? We went from him kicking us out to me getting kicked out. But yeah, I don't know if it was like a response maybe to that whole lifestyle, the way it was. But, you know, I just got into those teenage years and kind of went off the pale. And so dad said, look, we got brothers here. You can't live this way and stay here. And so it was tough love. And, you know, now me being a parent, a grandparent, I understand how hard that is. Mm-hmm. But he did the right thing. And I had to learn myself. And so I went out, found my way, and came back home.
Yeah, you essentially went from being the prodigal son to a preacher. It's a big leap of faith.
Absolutely.
What turned your life around? What happened?
You know, I think once I made that decision and I came home, that I wanted to create an atmosphere where other people could come home. And so me as a prodigal, then turned preacher, that's what I wanted. So every Sunday when I preach, I wanted folks to understand that God was welcoming them back. And so I wanted to create an atmosphere like that. So that's been my motivation, really, my entire ministry. And now it's just on a bigger scale. You know, now we're doing it internationally, you know, because of the show.
Wow. And speaking of motivation, you've got a new book. It's called The Duck Commander Devotional. Tell us about that.
Duck Commander Devotional is a daily devotional guide, 365 days. Everybody in the family contributed. So you got everybody on the show that's in there. We got Godwin and Martin have some devotionals in there, and even Mountain Man. We snuck him in there for one as well. But it's a great read. It's basically a verse, a thought, some way that it impacted us, and then a prayer at the close. So I think it'll be a real encouragement to folks.
Now, you talked earlier about the beardless bump, but now you've got a beard.
Well,
what's going on?
You know, I was calling this the CBN surprise, you know. You guys are expecting me to be all clean shaven, but usually during hunting season, we grow a beard. And they obviously have kept theirs, but I still know where my razor is. I haven't retired it, so at the end of hunting season, I'll probably shave it off and go back to being beardless bro, so everybody will know who I am. Right now, I'm totally incognito, because they're like, well, we thought he was the black sheep of the family. We don't know who he is now, you know, so that's kind of what I get.
Wow. It really plays out on the show, just the family's faith. Your advice for young people who are big fans and followers about making that decision to follow Christ wholeheartedly.
Well, we say all the time that we don't want them to follow us. Mm-hmm. We want them to look at our example and follow Christ. Mm-hmm. And so what I tell young people is, look, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in your life, you can come back from it. You can follow Christ. His grace, His love, His forgiveness, they're so strong and encompassing. There's no place that you can go that's too far. There's no depth too low, no height too high, no place too far away. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what happens, always remember to come home to Christ.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much. And Alan's book is called The Duck Commander Devotional. It's available wherever books are sold. We really appreciate your time and keep inspiring us. God bless you.
Appreciate that.
That's amazing. CBN News, this is a beautiful interview right there at that. And it went to 12 million viewers.
Wow.
12 million viewers. And they're just looking for authenticity.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You know, in light of that, there's so many things that are happening around the world. You know, we talked some time ago on VFN Radio about Nick Vujicic, I believe his name is. And this is the gentleman who was born to his parents without limbs. Mm-hmm. And God's really used this young man all over the world to preach the gospel. He's an evangelist and to share people remarkable, you know, you can overcome odds. You can overcome. You can stop complaining. You watch him.
He has no arms and no legs.
No arms, no legs. He's carried everywhere. This is a guy who surfs, swims, he does everything.
Yes.
But he preaches the gospel. And recently he was in Paraguay. Mm-hmm. And he spoke to the parliament during their session.
Mm.
Dear God, send Nick here to Congress. I mean, he leads them in an amazing prayer. We have a video of this. You got to listen to this.
Wow.
He asked the parliament to get on their knees and to pray to the Lord. And we have video. You're going to see them getting on their knees before God.
Oh, you got to see this. You can't see this on Christian Television Network. No, you can see this in the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Listen up.
Le aliento ahora. To kneel. Que ahora nos arrodillemos todos.
Before the Lord.
Delante del Creador.
Right now.
Ahora.
And let's pray.
Y vamos a orar. Amen. Si quiere arrodillarse, arrodíllese.
They're standing up and getting ready to kneel in Parliament aside their desks.
Amazing. Some hesitated, but now they're looking around going, wait a minute.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Señor Jesús.
We thank you, Lord,
te damos gracias, oh Dios,
for this beautiful nation,
por esta hermosa nación.
Lord, we thank you for this Congress.
Señor, te damos gracias por este Congreso.
Father, may you fill us with peace.
Señor, que tú nos llenes con paz.
And joy.
Y gozo.
To know that you are with us.
Que tú estás con nosotros en este Congreso.
We don't want our wisdom, we want your wisdom.
No queremos nuestra sabiduría, queremos tu sabiduría.
Strengthen us.
Fortalécenos, Señor.
Sharpen our minds.
Señor, agudiza nuestra mente.
And draw us closer to you.
Y ayúdanos a acercarnos más a ti.
Lord,
Señor,
first,
primero,
bless our families.
Bendice nuestra familia.
Help us to be good leaders and stewards of our family.
Ayúdanos a ser buenos líderes. Y nuestra familia,
we uplift all the next generation here in Paraguay.
Señor, levantamos la próxima generación de esta nación.
May they know the truth.
Que ellos conozcan la verdad.
Of the power of loving each other.
Del poder del amor en cada uno.
And to believe.
Y creer.
That they are not a mistake.
Que Señor, que ellos no son un error.
But we were born with a purpose.
Que cada uno nacimos con un propósito.
Lord,
Señor,
we thank you.
Te damos las gracias.
For the future of this country.
Por el futuro de este país.
We commit Paraguay into your hands.
Señor, entregamos esta nación en tus manos.
Forgive us of our sins.
Perdona nuestros pecados.
And heal our land.
Y sana esta tierra, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
That you love us.
Que tú nos amas.
You're with us.
Que tú estás con nosotros.
And your grace is sufficient.
Y tu gracia es suficiente.
Lord, we pray for miracles.
Pedimos un milagro, Señor.
That you would lead this government.
Que tú vas a guiar a este Senado y este gobierno.
Bless the president.
Y Señor, bendice al presidente.
And everyone who makes the law.
Y cada uno de los que están haciendo las leyes de esta nación.
We uplift the media.
Señor, bendice a los medios.
We uplift the education system.
Levantamos el sistema educativo de esta nación.
The health system.
Señor, el sistema para las casas, los que necesitan techo.
The national security.
Señor, la seguridad nacional.
And thank you, Lord,
y gracias, Señor,
for every business.
Por cada negocio.
We ask God,
Señor, pedimos ahora
that we would be pure,
que seamos puros,
and help us every day,
y ayúdanos cada día,
to be closer to the people you want us to be.
Para estar más cerca de la gente que tú quieres, Señor, los necesitados.
If there would be anyone here,
y si hay alguien aquí,
who does not know you,
que no te conoce,
as their Lord,
como Señor,
as their Savior,
como Salvador.
Thank you, God.
Gracias, oh Dios,
for loving us so much,
por amarnos tanto,
that you sent your Son,
que enviaste a tu Hijo,
Jesus Christ,
Jesucristo,
to die on the cross,
para morir en la cruz,
for our sin,
por nuestros pecados.
Thank you for heaven.
Gracias por el cielo.
And thank you for strength.
Gracias por la fuerza.
And faith.
Y fe.
One day at a time.
Un día a la vez.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Qué tremendo.
Los amo, los amo.
I...
Thank you so much for your time.
Gracias por su tiempo.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Gracias por esta oportunidad.
May God bless you.
Que Dios le bendiga.
Your family.
A tu familia.
Your nation.
A tu nación.
Your entire government.
A tu gobierno.
And my hope.
Y mi, lo que yo quiero, anhelo.
Is that my story.
Que mi historia.
Can encourage you.
Puede motivarla a ustedes.
Your family.
A tu familia.
And your nation.
Y tu nación.
Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
For keeping me in prayer.
Manténgame en oración.
On my Facebook page,
en mi página de Facebook,
you'll see where we're going next.
Usted va a ver dónde estamos viajando próximamente.
I need your prayers.
Yo necesito de su oración.
My family needs your prayers.
Mi familia necesita de su oración.
Whenever you think of us,
cuando usted piense en nosotros,
please pray for us.
Por favor, levante una oración.
We're praying for you.
Estamos orando por ustedes.
We love you.
Les amamos.
Dios te bendiga. Gracias.
God bless you. Amen.
Muy bien.
Powerful, yes. Powerful, powerful.
Yes.
Speaking to the nation's leaders, parliament. Getting on their knees.
In Paraguay,
praying.
Right?
In Paraguay.
Paraguay, that's amazing. You should have seen this. Can you imagine that taking place in Washington, D.C.?
Oh,
it would be
Lord
beautiful,
Jesus.
Wouldn't it?
Lord Jesus.
Send Nick, right?
Yes, send Nick. You know, it's very encouraging. Even what's happening in Latin America and South America, even we spoke about last week on VFN Radio how the Ecuadorian president, Rafael Correa, threatened to resign. He said he will resign his position as president.
So it was this nation.
No, it's two different. I'm just saying in context of what's happening in Latin America.
Right.
This president, Rafael Correa, said he will resign if abortion law is passed. And Lord, my goodness, let's believe that this could happen in this nation.
Just takes one leader to say God has revealed to me this is wrong. We're not going to do this anymore. This take that stand.
Well, the Bible says it's righteousness that exalts a nation.
Yes.
And we need to see righteousness exalted again, and maybe God will allow us to stand, to be around. But it's not going to be on our terms. It's going to be on His terms.
Yes.
And it's going to be on our knees crying out in humility. And, you know, recently in the news, they talked about another school shooting tragically in Las Vegas. And it just causes you to think, you know, why does it always need to be a tragedy for Washington and those that, you know, to want to pray and invite God in? And I often remember what happened in 9/11. These are the same politicians that said, we don't need to pray.
Yeah.
We don't need to take prayer out of schools.
Right.
They're the first ones that were praying at that
particular
time.
They went to the steps and they prayed.
And sang Amazing Grace, all of them.
And that, the assumption is this, too, that God heard. It's like, if you just denied me,
exactly.
First we repent, then He hears. Mm-hmm. By the way, make sure, we're fixing to go to break, so make sure you see this. You got to see Nick as he's right there. Imagine Parliament. They're pretty much set up pretty much the same, except for a couple of them. And he's right there. Imagine him sitting right there in Congress. And he's sitting there because he has no legs. He has no arms. Mm-hmm. But he's probably been hugged by more arms than anybody else in the world because you just want to go pick him up and go, man, I love you, dude. I'll never complain again.
Exactly.
I will never complain again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Oh my goodness. John, have you been listening to the daily VFN radio program?
You know I have.
Oh man, such good content. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Wow. You've got to check out the VFN TV page on Facebook.com. And if you haven't, you check it out. You can go on Facebook.com/VFN TV. You know, when you're listening to the radio program and you're listening to a segment that's just, you know, speaking to you, and you know that, you know, there's friends that's really going to encourage them, you can click share. And those friends who are all your friends who you're connected with on Facebook, they'll immediately get what you share.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great way to continue to spread the word, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out. Facebook.com/VFN TV.
Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and you already like it. It's got the, when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series. Mm-hmm. And series, you just touch it and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, which also Original Intent and Wisdom Moments and
prophetic words.
And those are series that it has right there. And then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom you can choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store, and type in VFN TV. It's V Victor FN TV, and you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app, and it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. We need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other and realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the King as his kingdom and the safety of his people.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg. Joining me is Pat and John. We're going to go right into this battle taking place in the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is where the two temples were located. It's also the place where Abraham offered up his son Isaac, Mount Moriah, where God showed himself as Jehovah Jireh. And it's amazing how Lucifer and all of his children want to take anything that is
God's,
the gods that represents God, as if the stuff and the things, you know, he exists outside of all that. He was just trying to take over where he had his foot. That's how awesome he is.
Right.
And so when you see people praying at the Western Wall, there's the foundation wall of where the temple used to be. So when you see this golden dome, that is not Christianity. That's Islam, where they actually tried to take it over. And they controlled the top of it up there. They used to drop stones down on top of the Jews when they were praying by the wall there. Mm. And how they stir up, we're going to find out, is when they begin to stir up Muslims, is when they begin to start bringing up negative things about this. But understand that the Lord is going to rule. Mm-hmm. And Jerusalem is his city. And even though, and remember this, and we're going to go right into it, remember this, that Americans booed Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. And now look what's taking place. Listen to CBN News.
It's one of Islam's most revered sites, and it rests in a place that's holy to both Christians and Jews. The Al-Aqsa Mosque sits on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And if you want to spark Muslims into an anti-Israel frenzy, just claim that the Jewish state is threatening its existence. It's a tactic that has been tried many times. And although it isn't true, it's aimed at undermining not only Israel, but Judeo-Christian beliefs as well.
It's one of the most holy and contested pieces of real estate on earth, the Temple Mount.
Muslims have to pray, but others, Christians and Jews, they can visit, just visit. No, not to make pray inside.
Al-Aqsa Mosque shouldn't be there.
For decades, Islamic leaders have used a potent lie to incite Muslims to control it.
The libel that Al-Aqsa is in danger declares that the State of Israel and not some extremist underground group is plotting to knock down the mosques on the Temple Mount.
Known in Arabic as the Haram al-Sharif, or Noble Sanctuary, it's the place where two consecutive Jewish temples once stood. The second was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans. Now, Muslim mosques occupy the site.
The Golden Dome of the Rock to my right is the most identifiable Muslim shrine on the Temple Mount. But it's the Al-Aqsa Mosque to my left that Muslims consider the third most holiest site in Islam. They believe that the Prophet Muhammad took a famous night ride from Mecca to Al-Aqsa on his horse, Al-Barak.
Al-Aqsa was first built in 705 AD. The current structure was rebuilt in 1035 AD, but some see it as the foundation of history.
You know, Adam, when he descended from the heaven, he came here and he was praying here.
No different between Sulaiman and King David and all the prophets. It's all the same. They've all been in Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Today, the entire plateau is referred to as Al-Aqsa. Nadav Shragai wrote the Al-Aqsa is in danger libel, the history of a lie. He says when Muslim leaders want to unite the masses, they claim it's in danger.
The match that ignites the people and brings them to the streets and causes violence is this libel. Al-Aqsa is in danger and this is baseless.
Archaeologist Dr. Gabriel Barkai says there have been excavations near the Temple Mount, but never under it.
The Temple Mount, being the most important of all sites in this country and one of the cornerstones of Western civilization, was never touched by the spade of the archaeologists.
That doesn't mean, however, that no one was digging. Critics claim Muslims manned the shovels in an attempt to rewrite history.
Since the 90s, there were many destructive diggings going on in the Temple Mount, which were not for archaeological purposes, but the contrary, for destroying archaeological data and establishing new political facts upon the Temple Mount.
More than 10 years ago, Islamic religious authorities hollowed out room for one of the biggest mosques in Israel, digging up thousands of years of history with bulldozers from under the Temple Mount. Barkai headed an operation to save artifacts from the discarded material. Years later, archaeologists and volunteers still sift through the debris. Barkai says Al-Aqsa is built on top of subterranean hollows, dating back to the Second Temple period.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque was ruined entirely in 1927 by a severe earthquake. That's the only danger to Al-Aqsa. The only danger is from the rage of the Almighty and not from people.
According to Shragai, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, started the libel against Israel in the 1930s. Accusing the Jews of wanting to collapse the mosques on the Temple Mount. It led to Muslim rioting and murder of the Jews. And the tactic hasn't lost its potency.
Let me say they do not see it as a lie.
We asked Muslims in Jerusalem what they think.
Yes, it is in danger.
Why?
Because you see all of the prayers coming inside from other, you know, Jewish.
To destroy them, to take the place, it's in danger.
And they are digging underneath it and digging, and they don't find anything.
In 1969, a visiting Australian set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Islamic expert Dr. Yitzhak Reiter says at the time, the entire Muslim world believed Israel wasn't doing enough to protect the mosque.
They developed the whole mythology about this place. They say that Israel... Israel was involved in this firing of this place.
And the myth continues. Just a month ago, a documentary aired on Palestinian television expounding on the lie. Israelis arrested a key Islamic figure recently for incitement against the state. He told his followers Israel planned to break into the Temple Mount and they should use their bodies to prevent Jews from going up there. Jews and Christians are forbidden to pray in the Temple Mount, though sometimes they attempt to do so. Reiter says from the Muslim perspective, that's enough to cause trouble.
They interpret it as endangering the site.
Others say Al-Aqsa is not in danger from Israel.
Not at all. Not at all. They've been allowed it to remain. They've invited the Muslims to continue to pray there without much difficulty.
The Orthodox rabbis said that we're not allowed to go over there beyond the wall till the Mashiach will not come.
This Hamas cartoon for children even accuses Israel of manufacturing an earthquake to bring Al-Aqsa down. So what do some Muslims and Jews say will happen to Al-Aqsa?
God will save it.
God will destroy this.
For more on this story, check out our Jerusalem Dateline webpage and find it at cbnnews.com.
It's so important to understand you're looking at Lucifer tactics.
Yeah.
Did you notice they said they've used this tactic before? It's just, it's typical, you know, tactics that, that we talk about, of course, the 13 Alinsky tactics, but he dedicates it to Lucifer. And because it's the tactic, he began using these tactics, and we're just seeing the same things taking place over the Temple Mound. As a matter of fact, in the extra hour, we're going to begin to talk about the 13th tactic here, but what Israel's wise to, this is just tactics they're using. They don't care that it's not true or not. They don't care that this narrative, this alternative narrative is not true or not, the cartoon that they actually created an earthquake.
That Israel's creating,
you know, it's
earthquake.
Like, how do you explain that I just got judged by God? I tripped. It was, I tripped. The lightning happened to come down, and it was. I don't know why it hit my tent, but it just split my tent in two. And but I'm sure it wasn't. It couldn't have been. No, it just because I'm right. It couldn't have been. It had to be the Jews.
Well, their tactic is always, it's always the Jews' fault.
Isn't it amazing? It's like, how did the Jews make the lightning come down? How did somebody else? I mean, if it splits your tent in two, right?
Hello.
I mean, you think at that moment, you would think, okay.
This is a clue.
Maybe it's been Alinsky's tactics. Maybe that's what it was. Anyway, you got to join us on the other side. We are going to talk about the 13th tactic that was taught for 4 years by our president. And also, before he was president, and a thesis written by Hillary Clinton.
Yes, visit our underwriters and sponsors. Visit the Coffee House in Pensacola, Florida, Navy Boulevard. Listen, you got to get a cup of coffee. Visit RC. She has great coffee, great sandwiches, and a wonderful, warm, and inviting atmosphere. The Coffee House in Pensacola, Florida.
Be sure also to visit and thank Granger Equipment down in Lakeland, Florida. I'll give a big shout out to the Granger Equipment company who's doing contracts with Tampa. God is blessing them. Thank you for standing with us on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back. taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.